It's wonderful to be with you once again on this call night. Always remember to sit with me in the salons. It's better than listening to a thousand lectures. For everything comes out of the salons. All creation comes from the salons. First there is nothing, there is silence. Then there is mind. And from mind comes creation. So, to meditate correctly, you have to meditate in the source. Not on the seer and the seen. Most people make a mistake. They're meditating on what they're seeing, or the seer, what they see. They're meditating on the source of the seer and the seen. Ask yourself, where did everything come from? Where did the seeing come from? Where did the seer come from? You say, I am the seer. I see. I name everything. I call a tree, a dog, a woman, a man. Where do these names come from? Where is the source of everything? The substratum of all existence. This is correct meditation. You go back, way back, deep inside of you. You go backwards in time and space. Beyond time and space. Beyond what is known. And beyond what is not known. Who are you? Where did you come from? Say your parents, where did your parents come from? Their parents and their parents. Where did the beginning come from? Where was the beginning? Who created what? What was created? Was anything created at all? Is this a singular creation? Why are your eyes deceiving you? True happiness and peace is beyond creation. True joy is beyond creation. Beyond good and bad, beyond opinions, beyond what's known. When a person merges with the source, it's perfect happiness and joy. And it's inexpressible, can't be expressed at all. When you change the source, positive. It seems the holidays are upon us. People become more miserable than ever been before. Some strange reason. Many people live alone, become unhappy. But living alone, being lonely, are two different things. You understand what I'm talking about? How can you be alone? White cars everywhere. Only one expression, one. What is human being and everything else? There's such a thing as being alone. Think of some of the monks and nuns living in a cell by themselves for years and years. Radiant, blissful, happy. Getting involved in this world is a problem. Wanting things. Desires. Attachments. Judging yourself and others. This would be misery. Happiness. There's a power that knows the way. Without your help. Find out where this power is, what it is, where it came from. You have the capacity to do this. You have a legitimate right to be happy. Totally happy. Completely happy. But happiness doesn't come from this world at all. Happiness doesn't come from positions. Things. You have to know yourself, know who you are. Only when you know who you are, you become happy. Otherwise, happiness is short-lived. You may say, I'm very happy now. I've got this, I've got that, I've got everything I need. This has absolutely nothing to do with happiness. The thing that you need will disappear one day, you won't have it. What will happiness be? Better than one for happiness, and that's it. Happiness is a divine right. Your happiness. Real happiness. But you have to find out with you who you is, so who are you? Who are you that's happy? Can your body be happy? Can your mind be happy? Of course not. The body and mind is probably an illusion, creation. It comes and goes. But if you get older, get sick, probably die. What happens to you? What happens to you? Nothing. Nothing happens to you. You're immortal. Never born. Never died. You've always been. You have to find yourself in yourself. Feed yourself. No one can see it for you. Only you can see yourself by turning within. Ask yourself, why did I come to this earth? why I come to the service, what's my purpose, what am I doing here? Question yourself continuously. Where am I? Also during holidays like Christmas, people become very fearful for some reason. They're afraid. I received 3 phone calls this morning and people are afraid. They know why they're afraid. You know, instead of the universe is God, consciousness. Absolute reality. How can you be afraid? What is to be afraid? When you understand everything is God, the ground upon which you stand is holy ground. I am with you forever. How can you be afraid? What can you be frightened? Just your mind playing tricks on you. You're fear for one reason only. You know who you are. You can't understand it. You're not hearing the ball, but it can hurt you. Nothing. It's only your thoughts. Nothing that hurts. Therefore, transcend the thoughts. Go beyond the mind. You can do it if you want to. It's up to you. I just spend the day worrying, fretting, looking at your past, looking at your future, looking at your present, comparing yourself with others. So we become frightened if you're doing like that. If you learn to spend the day in continuous meditation, you'll be happy in no time. When I say continuous meditation, I mean formal meditation. You sit for about 1/2 hour. By continuous meditation, you're meditating all day long. On the self. On the source. Whatever you're doing, wherever you are. Because if you're a banker, college person, doctor, union chief, you can go about your business, go about your work, and meditating. Meditation is simply to ask yourself a question. What is this? Where does this come from? Who am I? Focus on the source. That's meditation. Your knowledge is informally. Just knowing you got up in the morning, the ground upon which you stand is holy ground. You open your eyes. Everything's safe, you go, hello, the holy, everything's very holy. I reverence all life. And this was to wake up with. I can be unhappy, I can't hurt you. We wake up thinking about bills, people that hurt you, your past, worrying about the future. Not as much interest in you. Doesn't make you depressed. It's up to you. You're free to do as you like, if that makes sense. More people seem to be concerned where they're going to go when they die, and where their life right now. They go to psychics, astrologers, all kinds of people, wondering about the future, the past. How many people think about it now? They exist right now. What is it that exists right now? Ask yourself. If you find out who you are now, it'll take care of the past and the future. Who you were the past and you were the future. Who you are right now. Always take care of it now. Everything else will take care of itself. Only question than an answer. Tell me then, and the answer will come. Ask them. You are the answer. You are the question. Yeah, have something there's nothing to worry about in this world. Nothing. Things aren't falling when you're supposed to. Things are happening when you're supposed to. Everything's happening when you're supposed to. There are no mistakes. Trust the power that goes away. watching the mind moves, it's all the same thing. How thoughts come into your mind, controlling them. Quiet. This is where your problems come from. Not from life, but from the source. Not from others, but from yourself. Create your own problems by the way you allow yourself to think. Yeah, so what is the problem, really? Just something that's not going your way. You know, life will be a certain way for you. If it doesn't happen that way, you get bored. Mad, angry. Who says life has to be a certain way? Everything just is. Let it be, leave it alone. Rejoice. Remember that thing behind your nose. So then catch yourself thinking. Change it. Catch yourself. Catch yourself coming through. Grab it and change it. So you just tell yourself that something is wrong. Catch and think that something is right. All is well. Am I thinking of a story that's going to happen to you next week? You had a bad dream, you got to get hit by a car. There's a lot of throws of linger. Grab and throw them and stop it. Say, no, all is well. All the good can come to me. All the happiness is mine. Let no thought get the better of you. All sorts of things befall us, human beings. All sorts of problems come, and they will. The nature of this kind of life. No one's without problems, no one. Here they are. Remember that yourself, what is the problem? What do you mean that a problem? And you love it yourself. But truth is no problem, it's only change. It's not going to change, it's a big problem because you don't want any change. You want things to be the same way, your way, it's always gone. Life in the service isn't like that. It must change. They will. Well, if you don't follow, then you get bored and hurry. You're upset. So you have to look forward to change. And you keep inquiring, asking yourself what changes. Realize that you're eternal consciousness. You can never change. That yourself can never change. Yourself is often reality. Pure awareness. Such an ananda. Brahman. Emptiness. Nirvana. is just yourself. Everything else is a lie. People want to know they're making progress in the path. You can tell you're making progress by going over the things that happened to you during the day. Analyze your day in retrospect. Were they angry today? Were they worried today? Something annoying today? Were they upset today? Were they mad today? You see the office falls on the path. Are you practicing sadhana correctly? You should be getting more peaceful. More peaceful than you have been in your life. More harmonious, more joyous, happier, more loving, more compassionate. If things aren't the way they were 10 years ago, they haven't changed. They didn't make any progress. And the reason they didn't make any progress is doing the work. Are you? You can't just leave things alone and make them happen by themselves. They really don't happen by themselves. You have to see yourself where you are, make some necessary changes. Get rid of all these negative traits you've got, the way that you have to. Then you should love them by yourself. Ask that you're the only one that exists in this whole universe. You're more pervading. You're everywhere present. Your essence is in everything. Feel that. Your essence is in the trees and the rocks, the stars and the sky, the animals, minerals. You're part of everything, everything is part of you. Know this, believe this, be this. But if you feel separate from anything, then there's a problem. It'll make you miserable. Have you happened to reconcile yourself with all the universe, with the mineral kingdom, vegetable kingdom, animal kingdom, human kingdom? You'll feel separation. Feel separation, you don't feel so good. But again, when you realize that you're all pervading, part of everything, everything is part of you, you feel at home in the universe, you feel good, you feel happy, you're at peace. Deeper than yourself. Deeper than you have gone before. Go beyond the body. Beyond the sound. Beyond the universe. Going deeper and deeper beyond all things. goes deeper and deeper, goes deeper and deeper. Everything around you is becoming brighter and brighter. Even the sun looks dark in comparison. Everything is becoming brighter and brighter. Feel this. You're coming into radiance. Feel the radiance. Form of light. Point of light. Everywhere. Go behind the light. There's darkness. Realize the light and the darkness are the same. Go around the light and the darkness. Go to the source. Om Shanti, 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 peace. Any questions? Of course, but when you go beyond, you can go deeper and deeper. You go beyond the source, beyond the mind.
But those are still my thoughts.
Because when you reach the source, you reach the source and then my thought. It's all thought in the beginning. It's all beginning. Thought, you have to think away. Use the mind to create, destroy the mind. But as you go deeper and deeper, the mind will expand and finally disappear altogether. In the beginning, use your mind. The mind goes away.
Sounds scary.
That's why I'm getting there, because I'm afraid. The mind will fight you every step, doesn't want you to disappear. It'll make you afraid, it'll bring up all kinds of things why you shouldn't do this. The mind doesn't want to be destroyed, the mind wants to be alive, control you. But we're doing it by going deeper into it, we're killing the mind. We're destroying the mind. The mind doesn't like it one bit.
Yeah, but knowing that the mind does this, after
liberation,
knowing that the mind is doing this.
Don't know it's doing this. Don't know it's doing this. Just do it. Otherwise, all the same with the mind going into it, that's the mind of the mind of the world, which is what it's supposed to do. Everything will work out. In other words, don't say this, the mind is doing this. It'll prevent you from going further. Just do it. Mind will become weak and weak and disappear altogether. Seems to make you happy at the beginning. Your mind wants to make you happy. It wants to do everything for you. It doesn't want to go at all. It wants to stick around. It appears that the mind wants to make you very happy. I also think it comes from the mind. But when you get the real happiness, it doesn't come from the mind at all. The happiness comes from the self. Self is real happiness. It's the mind will play games with you. You can do all kinds of things. Don't pay any attention to it.
Why can't I have a intelligent discussion with the mind and explain to it that it's, you know, better off if it allows itself to be destroyed than it was?
Because you need the mind to do it.
But you can't kill the mind with the mind. Is that true?
True. Kill the mind with sound. When it sounds, the mind gets weaker and weaker. When you have a friend, you stop talking to your friend. What happens? He'll go away. He was a friend. He keep quiet. Mind the same way. We don't usually trust in the mind. We stop playing with it. Because we can weaker. We keep so quiet and silent. Mind becomes very weak and disappears. We try to figure it out, we try to develop things using the mind, become stronger and stronger. So the whole secret is to stop using the mind, like getting still, getting quiet. Not making any noise. Mind isn't like that. Mm-hmm. It'll disappear.
So tricky. It doesn't matter what I do.
If you allow them, but then you observe and watch. Watch that in its own way. Don't react to it, just watch it. Watch what the mind is doing by telling you. Watch the mind. Or just watch it not reacting, it'll become weaker. But when you react, it becomes stronger. See if it doesn't react to anything. It doesn't react to anything the mind says. The mind will become weaker. When you react, you try to figure it out, you analyze it, and then you go stronger and stronger. This is what the biblical statement is, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Let the mind be God. When you're being still, you find out. Because your real nature is space. Your real nature is space. You are space. You know the body that appears in your space. Because you're spacing out, it's true, you are spacing out. You're becoming more space. If you break your body down through this molecular structure, you'll see that you're not out of space. Everything is out of space, everything is space. Appears to be something, but so nothing is solid. Nothing that it appears to be. Nothing in the world is solid. It's all space. All the atoms are space.
Is that helpful?
Is it good to space out?
Is it helpful?
Depends how you do it. you space out by going through the rest of those good.